Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We all know Dennis in our own way. Know him. We saw him in different lights during his earthly life. And we all have different memories of him that will certainly bring us joy when they come upon us in the days ahead. Today I want to tell you about the light in which Dennis was seen by his Father in heaven, because there we find comfort in the face of death. Now, you may not be a Christian. I don't know everyone in this room today, but I do know that Dennis is a Christian. And he looked forward to being with his Father in heaven very much, to being with Christ in paradise. When he saw that the end of his earthly pilgrimage was coming sooner than later, he shared with me that he was ready. He had been ready for a long time, he said. It wasn't that he was looking forward to death, not at all. He loved his life. He loved his friends, his family, his church, the fun he had, the things he did, the trips he took. But he knew that should his day come to die before the Lord returned, he would know, in no uncertain terms, what it was like to be like the thief on the cross, who, by the way, was his favorite person recorded in Scripture outside of Jesus. In fact, he made teaching Bible study a little difficult when it came up, the topic was on baptism, because he would always remind me about the thief on the cross. To the thief, Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And this is a grand promise. And this is the promise that Dennis looked forward to receiving for himself. And so he took that promise at face value, trusting his Lord and holding his Lord to it. You see, Dennis received the same promise as all Christians do when he was baptized. There's a little irony there with Dennis's love of the thief on the cross. When Dennis was baptized, Christ Jesus, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, promised to forgive all of Dennis's sins. And he recognized, as I hope and pray you all do, he recognized what the thief on the cross recognized, what he confessed, that he indeed justly received his due reward for his deeds, for his sins, and that Jesus had done nothing wrong, did not deserve death, yet died with a purpose for him, that he might be with him in paradise. Every Sunday, Dennis would come here and he would confess his sins to God. In other words, he would say what the thief said: "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now, all of us, like Dennis, who have the benefit of knowing what history has preserved for us, that Jesus, who was crucified and died, came back to life and was known to be alive by hundreds of people before he ascended into heaven in front of all those reliable eyewitnesses. Knowing that, Dennis, his "remember me when you come into your kingdom" sounded a little bit different than the thief's on the cross. Dennis's was more like this: "Remember, Lord, you promised not to hold my sins against me. Remember, Lord, you promised that should my body die before your return, you promised, I will live with you in paradise forever. Remember, Lord, that I believe you are truly the Son of God. And I recognize, like the thief who was crucified with you, that I deserve nothing but condemnation, death for my transgressions. I confess that, Lord, but I know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, whom you and my Father sent to me, who worked faith in my heart at baptism and in the hearing of your word, that instead of getting what I'm due, you, Lord, you promised to give me life. Because you're gracious and you're merciful and you want no one to perish but all to live with you forever. And the Lord remembers. Week in and week out, Dennis heard the good news that he was forgiven. That God remembers the promise he made to him in Christ, crucified and resurrected. That he's good for his word. Week in and week out, Dennis was being prepared. It was like boot camp. He was being prepared for the day he would finally be with Jesus in paradise. For the day he would take up his cross and be able to say, remember, Lord. I know. Because I had the privilege of being one of many pastors that God sent to tell Dennis that through his baptism, he had been united with Christ. And he told me he believed it. And by being united with Christ, he was united with, of all people, the thief on the cross and all other Christians who've died in the faith, believing the promise of their Savior. Week in and week out, Dennis heard the Lord say what you heard in Isaiah 43, fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. Dennis, you are mine. I am he who blots out your transgression, and I do it for my sake because I want you with me. And I will not remember your sins. I promise. God is our Father, and he loves us. As a perfect father would. Can you imagine what the love of a perfect father is? That's the love Dennis is now enjoying. Do you know that? Dennis knew that. He was prepared. He was training himself for that. And Dennis has received his reward for holding to the truth, even unto death. Our brother's body, your father's body, will be resurrected on the last day. His spirit is, however, already home. What a joyous Christmas his celebration must have been. He is already with his Savior, already in paradise. His body will catch up when the Lord returns, and his body and soul are reunited. He will then know, as we all will, just how good of a God he has. This is why we heard the Romans passage. And let me read it again. It's such a powerful passage. In the face of death, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. We were buried with Christ. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, just like the thief was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Romans 6, 3 through 10. Dennis, through the promise made to him in baptism, lives with Christ. This is why today we sing a baptismal hymn. Because it sings forth the certainty that Dennis, at his death, receives his reward. It tells why Christians, though sorrowful for our temporary separation from our loved one, can celebrate a brother's life. Because he's a believer and therefore alive. Because we know that he now possesses his glorious robe of righteousness bestowed on him forever. We know that our Heavenly Father has gathered his dear children to him, and that from all evil things he spares them. In his mighty arms he bears them, as we will sing in hymn 725. This is also why a Christmas hymn was selected for today. Of all things, a Christmas hymn. And I hope Jennifer and the family will always hear Hark the Herald Angels Sing in remembrance of Dennis and his Savior from this day forward. What do the words say? Mild Christ lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Dennis is enjoying his second birth, his baptism, which began the day the baptismal waters broke and he was connected to Christ's cross and his empty tomb. And it was brought to its blessed fruition, its completion, while Jennifer held his hand and he was delivered into the light of paradise. That's when his baptism was completed. No longer is Dennis living in the darkness that we yet contend with. He is now alive in heaven, awaiting a blessed reunion with his body and his friends and his family and all those who live in the Christian faith. Those who have received their second birth. And week in and week out, daily live in its promise. The promise of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. The promise of life in paradise. May it be for you too. Jesus was born and died for you, just as he was born and died for Dennis Rowe. That you too may realize the life to come and enjoy that blessed reunion in paradise. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.